Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. Yes, it is a Shake It Up Thursday, my darlings. You know, it's always something going on around here, broadcasting live from the Windy City, baby. It's cloudy out today, cloudy, about 35 degrees. So just a little nippy, but it's all sunshine up in here. It is December 15, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Kalyan Kothari. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's GumbaRum, GumbaRum.com. That's GumbaRum.com. GumbaRum, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gump. Baby, shut the door and keep on walking. I got some hot stuff up in here on tonight. Do you hear me up in here today? Listen, I got some music that's going to knock your socks off, baby. This superstar is bad. I mean, she's doing a cover song today, and you ain't going to believe the phenomenal sound of Giovanni. Giovanni, she is going to get on down with it. And before I get into the music, y'all, let me tell y'all something. While you on Facebook, you see where the beast is now. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen. Oh, my goodness. Y'all know Mama always got 2 cents to put in about everything all up in here. Let me tell you something. I saw this in the news yesterday. Well, you know, not the news, but, you know, on the internet. You know what I'm saying, but it really did happen. This happened up in Florida. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all know everybody is committing crimes these days. I mean, the church folks in the world, secular people, pastors, preachers, everybody. You know, I was just knocked off my feet, which I should not have been. Listen, let me tell y'all something. You know, when we see things, at least me, you know, let me just say for my own self, when I see things in the news and it says a pastor did so-and-so or whatever, you know, I still be knocked off my feet. You know what? Because I tend to still believe that pastors supposed to be pastors and live on a certain, you know, state of principle and ethics and morals. I just believe that. You know, I don't know why. I think that pastors, ministers, evangelists is supposed to live by a certain conduct. Go to conduct. Isn't that right? It's called the Word of God. Now listen, this pastor up in Florida, y'all know something. He sold $6 million. Do you hear me up in here? He sold $6 million. Him and his son sold $6 million. And it was all based on COVID. You know, when they was giving out all the money to help different individuals. Well, let me tell you something. He took $6 million to call himself was gonna buy him a luxury home. You know what I'm saying. Now listen, he is a pastor, so he know what the Word of God say. Now listen, the hell enlarges itself more and more every day. So listen, yesterday when he got caught, hell said, listen, let me just vomit up everybody because I got to make some show up good room for this one right here up in here. Now listen, I got to get on with the music. So listen, let me go and play this music because this girl is super bad. She is super bad. Let me tell y'all something. Independent artist Giovanni, this girl's voice is phenomenal. I listened to her music this morning. I said, hold on. I said, hold on, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying. Now, y'all know how mama loves to entertain. So, listen, let me dial it down because some people can't take all their energy. Some people can't take all their energy. But listen, let me dial it down. And I got to say this before I get to the music, Lord, today. And, of course, everybody's still talking about Twitch. You know, I was thinking about it this morning. And, whoo, Lord, today, I don't know what to say about that because it is so devastating on so many different levels, so many different levels. You know, everybody, of course, everybody has questions, you know, that cannot be answered. And my question is, you know, I don't know why I would go back to relationships, but anyway, let me say this, because he was a married man and a father. Let me say this. Listen, as I always tell you guys, I am a certified life coach, not in the arena of relationships and dating. That's not my niche, but I always got something to say about it because I got a whole lot of experience when it comes to dating. So listen, Monique Caradine was my mentor, and she was the person that certified me, and she trained me to be a life coach. She was a reporter and a journalist at Fox 32, Channel 232, in the Windy City. She's no longer a journalist at Channel 32. She lives currently in Puerto Rico, living a life. So listen, got that on out the way. Let me tell y'all something about Twitch. And the reason why I started that way, because I think about it, and I was thinking about it this morning. I was sitting at the table having my coffee, and I said, you know, how is it that his wife could not sense that something was not right, that something was off? You know what I'm saying? How is it that his wife could not sense that something was off? Listen, let me tell y'all something. You know, if I'm a joint with someone, whether it's a relationship, dating, or whatever, or married, for God's sakes, I would want to be entangled with somebody that can know without a shadow of a doubt when something is not right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, well, how did his wife miss it? Were they too busy? I heard the one girl preaching on Facebook, and I'm going to get to the music, but this is really, really, really important. There was one girl, Daniela. I love Daniela. Daniela, she is a woman of God. She is anointed. Daniela Coffey. And I've listened to her for years, because she's a true woman of God. And she was saying, sometimes we can get so busy that we miss a lot of things. So listen, I would never ever want to be so busy in my life that I miss something really serious that's going on with a loved one. So listen, it doesn't have to be a wife or husband situation. It could be anyone in your family. It could be a brother. It could be a sister, your mom, or whatever. You know, now listen, let me tell you, I'm going to give you this story, and then I'm going to get to the music. Now listen, I am a single woman, not married, nothing like that. But I'm going to tell you, when it comes to relationships, my mom and I have always walked very closely with God. And the reason why I'm mentioning this, because I have always lived in different places all the time for years. And listen to this. My mom always lived in Chicago, right? Now I was born and raised in Chicago, and I'm going to get to the end of the story. My mother and I are so close until that if something is wrong with her, I know. If something is wrong with me, she knows, and we don't even have to be in the same city. I could be in Las Vegas. I could be in Georgia. I could be in New York. I could be in Alabama. I could be anywhere in this world. She knows that something is wrong. She knows that something is wrong. So listen, and if something is wrong with her or someone else that's closely entwined in my heart, I know when something is wrong. You know what I'm saying? So listen, that's why I cannot phantom or understand a wife and a husband. Now listen, I'm just serious. Now mama, I am not upset or angry. Don't take it that way. I am just serious about when it comes to people that you love. We got to know when something is not right and something is off. Let me tell you this. I'm going to say this as well. You cannot listen to the words that other people put in your ears, because that will cause you to miss the discernment that God has given you that something is wrong with somebody else. You hear what I'm saying up in here? So listen, discernment is really an interesting thing. The gift of discernment is really an interesting spirit. And see, it works very closely, of course, with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is talking to you and giving you discernment of what's wrong with somebody else. So let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. A lot of times when people get into your ear, when people get into your your ear with the wrong thing and they have a message that's not right, but what God is telling you, it will throw your discernment off and you'll miss it because you got somebody's voice in your ear and it's going to throw your spirit off. When it comes to discernment, you got to listen closely, giving you in your heart and follow that. And then when a voice comes, when another voice comes, that's going to give you what? Confusion. Confusion. So listen, I am telling you all of that because it is so important to know when something is wrong with a loved one so you can help them and reach them at that particular time. I'm telling you. It's just the way it is. And listen, oh my God, so that was a life lesson for today. It's really not a life lesson, but it's out there to help somebody, to help you to know if you feel that something is wrong with a family member or a friend, reach out to them, text them, call them, do whatever you got to do. Yell out the window. You know, in the old days, we used to yell out the window. Oh, I'll get to that later. But listen, I got to play this song. This song is hot. It is Free by independent artist Giovanni. And I mean, she is throwing it down.
Whispering. In his ear, by magic potion for love, telling him lines in tears, and that there's nothing too good.
am telling you, I am telling you, I am telling you, superb, superb. I mean, that is awesome. Free. That was the song Free that was sang by Giovanni. That is a cover song. And you know what? She does it so well and so close to Denise Williams. I am telling you, she does a phenomenal, phenomenal job. Her voice is just, she is superstar power. She has to shine. Of course, I don't even have to tell y'all that. You know that for yourself. She is superstar power, and she has it going on. Giovanni is motivated and passionate. She's a motivated and passionate artist. She has charisma. I mean, and she stands out. Let me tell you something. I would want superstar power like this. Oh, my God. This brings Giovanni, her talent and her gifting is bringing a life lesson. And that's just the way it is when you have life lessons and you have experience or things on the inside of you. It just comes out when you hear something like this. I would want superstar power like this. Giovanni, is to me, is on this level. I would want superstar power to the point where nobody has to see me. Nobody has to see me, you know, with their eyeballs. And you can be a superstar or celebrity, whatever, just by the basis of your talent and your gifting. You know, and the reason why I say that Giovanni's talent and gift is so powerful, she's on that level, because the world is so based on what we see, you know, what we see. And everything, you know, we're all on the internet. We're on the internet streets. We got our hustle going on in the internet streets, trying to make it. And I feel like I don't want it to be superficial according to what somebody sees, right? According to what somebody sees. I want the talent and the gifting to go according to the talent and the gift itself, the purity of the talent and the purity of the gift, and not based on what somebody sees, how you're looking on your hair. But, you know, the world is set up like that to look at you. And so, listen, Giovanni is so talented. My gosh, she's a superstar just by opening her mouth. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty powerful. That's a pretty powerful thing. Now, listen, of course, everybody that knows, if you're a female, you guys know I've been working at this thing for a long time. Back in the old days, in 2007, when I started, it was WSF Radio, and I rebranded to the Fierce Female Network. And you guys know, anything that you see, Fierce Female, you guys see it. You know, and I get this all the time. Everything we see of you is just so perfect. You know, you're out there. Every picture is just flawless. But you know what? That is the image, and that's the brand. That's the brand. And when people, now listen, I am nowhere near a superstar, okay? But it happened to me maybe once or twice. Somebody saw me walking down the street, and they almost fell out. It crushed me that somebody would think that I have to walk the streets looking like what they see on the internet. And so this lady says, oh, my God. You don't look nothing like what I see on Facebook and yada, yada, yada. And so, and I get that, too, when people ask me for a picture, and I send a picture because I don't have too many regular pictures. They're all photo shoots pretty much because I invested in the brand, right, because I know where the brand is going. But listen, my point for saying it is this. I would want celebrity or superstar power, whatever gifting you have, be based purely on the talent and the gift, and that is what Giovanni has. Giovanni has a solid gift of singing. When she opens her mouth, listen, her gift is just a superstar power, and I mean, you guys know that. You heard the song. You heard how she hit the notes so flawless, so effortless. You know, it was just so beautiful. So, listen, I am pretty much out of time. It has been a powerful, powerful episode. I don't know if you guys felt it, but I felt it. It was really powerful. It's been the boss off up in here on today. And, listen, I'm going to play her music a little bit later on today. It's a musical salute for her. And so, listen, this has been a powerful episode. It really has. And so, you guys, do what you guys do. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. And if anything you need to do, text somebody. If you're not feeling good, text somebody, talk to somebody, pick up the phone. You know what I'm saying? And take care of yourself. We got to take care. And that's the thing that my mom always preaches to me. Girl, you got to take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. I'm like, okay. So listen, medicine, guys. I got to get on up out of here. I am out of time. I got to go run and do something else. All right. But I'll be back later on. Listen, it's been a special word. He's the man that made Food Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.
Fierce. Fierce.